From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Democrat Hillary Clinton and rival Donald Trump have their last presidential debate Wednesday. It comes less than 3 weeks before the Americans cast their ballots November 8th. The 90-minute debate will be held at the University of Las Vegas. You can follow our debate coverage on our website at voanews.com. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, working with Czech police, arrested a Russian citizen in Prague Wednesday in connection with an attempted cyber attack against the United States. Without going into further detail, the Czech police spokesman said the aim of the operation was a Russian citizen and that it was carried out successfully. Russia said Wednesday it was extending an 8-hour truce in Aleppo that is planned for Thursday to 11 hours to allow civilians and rebels to leave the city's rebel-held west. Meanwhile, a senior UN official says humanitarian agencies will take advantage of a 72-hour ceasefire in Yemen to rush life-saving aid to tens of thousands of people in areas that have been cut off by the conflict. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN humanitarian coordinator in Yemen says the window for delivering aid is very slim. Jamie McGoldrick tells VOA the fighting is still going on in many areas, and he does not expect the ceasefire to kick in throughout the country at the stroke of midnight.
As you come towards the cessation of hostilities or peace talks, there's always an intensification of fighting. And even this morning in Sana'a, we had airstrikes.
McGoldrick says 72 hours is not a lot of time. So aid agencies will deliver relief supplies that are stocked in warehouses close to areas that have been out of reach for a long time. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News.